Middle of the Maamar, and we were talking about the significance of a name of something. We explained that the name of something are the godly energies that create that something that is called by that name. In other words, unlike all other languages where the object, the creation, the concept exist with or without the word or name that describes that concept or object, Lashon HaKodesh works the opposite way. The object or the concept only exists because of its name. So its name is very connected to what it is, and its name is what brings it into existence. Which, by the way, explains, the Rebbe asks how Gaila and Geula have such similar names, but they're such different realities. If they're such different realities, then how can their creative power be so similar? In other words, in any other language, it's not a question how two opposite realities can have such similar words that describe those realities, because the word and the reality have nothing to do with each other. But when you understand how Lashon HaKodesh works, that each letter carries a godly energy, and therefore the combination of certain letters in certain ways, in certain arrangements, create certain realities, so then Gaila and Geula should create completely different realities. I'm sorry, they should have such different names. How can their name be so similar? And that's why the Rebbe comes to explain that no, Gaila and Geula are very similar, they just have a difference in the Aleph. Like Sheker is Gaila, and then all you need to do is reconfigure it to Kesher. In other words, it's all about revealing that Aleph, the Achdus, the oneness in the Acher, as we explained earlier in the Maamar. So Gaila and Geula are similar realities, and that's why their creative power is pretty similar. It's just that Aleph that makes the difference. And basically what we're talking about in the Maamar is the name the source of existence, or is what we spoke about earlier, light. And that's what it says in the Maamar, in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maamar. And now we're going to understand it a little bit more. Ubi yoyser eini, move on, we're in the middle of Sifhei. Al pi ha-yodua, the oir, val derech zechayis, v'shem, him beiz hafchim. Light and life, and the name of something, are opposites. They're not just different. The oir, v'chein chayis, hu b'chinas gilui kanal. As we spoke about earlier, light and life is revelation, absolute revelation. It's when something exists and involuntarily gives off a certain atmosphere, a certain light. It's not intentional, it's unintentional, and that's why it's revelation, because there's no limitations, because it's unintentional. Ma she'enkein shame, hu b'chinas helem kidlakamam barucha. Name, on the other hand, is the opposite of oyer. Oyer is revelation of that which it is a oyer of the ma'or. It's an automatic revelation, non-filtered. And shame is absolute concealment. So they're really opposite. So in Shaar Yechid V'Emunah, which we were speaking about earlier, that discusses this concept of Lashon HaKodesh and how it works, it says over there, in the name of the Arizal, that even a Doimim, which is the lifeless, seeming lifeless, as we're going to talk about, also has a name, and therefore also has some spirituality to it. V'yashleimer, the Rebbe adds, Shkava Nasi B'Doimim Mamish, the Alter Rebbe, when he's talking about it, he talks about all types of creation, and then he speaks about the Doimim, and he says the word Mamish. Even literally daimim. What's literally? What's that adding? Isn't daimim just daimim? What does the word mamish add? Higamlo b'chinas daimim beruchnias. When we talk about daimim, and we're saying that it has a name and therefore has life, we're talking about daimim also beruchnias. Because as we're going to learn now, daimim doesn't just mean lifeless, but daimim actually means quiet. Like, l'man yizamercha chavid v'lo yidaim. Not to be quiet. So daimim means quiet. Tehine kol anivraim k'may sheim etzad etzem mohusam heim marim umagalim esachayis olakisha bohem. All other levels of existence, as opposed to daimim, tell the one looking at it about their godly source and where they come from. They tell you something about Hashem. Haynu shanivraim atzmam oimrim ze zogin sheyesh bohem chayis oliki. They tell one that they have godly life. So really, the world that we live in is talking to us. It's telling us something about Hashem, everything. It's known, there's something called Perek Shira that talks about the song that each creation sings. It talks about Shamayim, it talks about Eretz, it talks about rain, it talks about the stars, it talks about different animals, and what they tell you about Hashem. Each creation tells us something about Hashem. It's revealing a certain aspect of Hashem. But then there are some creations that not are lifeless, they don't tell us anything. They're quiet, they're silent. They don't tell us about the fact that they have an origin and what their origin is. They don't tell us anything about Hashem. So what the Alter Rebbe is telling us in Shari Yechid V'Emunah is even those things that are daimim, but again, that doesn't mean that they're just lifeless. It means much deeper, they don't tell us anything about Hashem. Even they have a name and therefore godly life. So in other words, we see clearly the Alter Rebbe is talking about certain existences that they don't tell us anything about Hashem. And then he continues to say that what is this nefesh that everything has, even those things that don't tell us anything, that is their name. So you see clearly that this name thing, this that Hashem creates through the name, tells us nothing about that which is created by the name. Again, unless you're Adam Arishan and you know how to see it, which the Maimer is going to talk about, you can see its content in the name. But if you're a regular person, you don't see that. And the Maimer, it seems like that which brings everything into existence is this level that we call Ur, which again, Ur is non-filtered, Ur reveals, Ur tells us, and Ur and Shem, as we just said, are opposites. So the Maimer says something that's seemingly very different than what Shari Yechid V'Emunah tells us and what we know. So the Friedrich Rebbe continues in that Maimer and he says, what's brought in Igeres HaKadosh Simon Chav? That there's a reflection in everything that exists, whether it's a Nivra, a Neitzer, or a Naisa, which basically are different levels of creation. Nivra is Bria, Neitzer is Yetzira, and Nasim are Maisa. Whatever level of existence has somewhat of a reflection of Hashem. It reflects Hashem. In other words, there's light. So what he brings from Igaris Kedesh is also telling us what he means. In other words, he's very clear about what he means, that everything that exists is coming from a oyer of Hashem. And again, oyer right away tells you, look at my source. Sharei, ma shehakav mahavi yeshmiyai. And in the parentheses, Rebbe spoke about the kav, which is a level of godliness, a limited form of godliness, which is kav, like a line. We're not going to go into that right now. So that which, the fact that the kav, this level called kav, is what we're talking about when we say that there's a reflection of a reflection of a reflection of the kav everywhere. In other words, a reflection of godliness. But this is the kav, and we say this, that the kav creates. Yesh me ayin. Basically, creation of our existence has something very unique that we feel by nature that we don't have a source. The only way to create something that should feel that it doesn't have a source is if the creator doesn't have a source, which the creator does not. However, the creator himself, Hashem himself, Atzmos himself, has no creator. But every other godly level does have a source. Every level comes from a previous level, which ultimately comes from Hashem himself. So our existence comes from Atzmos. And over there it speaks about the Kav creating. So the Rebbe is explaining the Kav can create because it's a oyer of the Etzem. Because the Etzem is Mitziyose Me'atzmose, comes from himself and doesn't have a source, that's why that light that comes out of him, again, that unfiltered light, can do the same thing that the Etzem can do. What that tells us is that everything that exists, When we say that it has a reflection of the Kav, what we're really saying is that there's oyer everywhere. Wherever a person looks, it's reflecting something. It is reflecting something. So again, what this is all bringing out is that in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, we talk about how everything is oyer, and the Rebbe is asking that seemingly everything is shame, and oyer and shame are opposites. Oyer reveals, and shame conceals, as we will talk about in the next year.